Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jim Holbin with Jamestown Lutheran Social Services, and we also have Carmel Fromke, the team lead of the Aging Care Service, the new service that'll be in Jamestown. And Jim and Carmel, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time with us. Of course, Carmel on the phone with us and Jim in studio with us. And Jim, if you wouldn't mind, would you kind of run us through what Lutheran Social Services is and what they do in Jamestown?
We have some housing here in Jamestown over at the Legacy Center. So okay. That's one of our programs. Another program that we have is we have Abound Counseling. So we have some counseling services here in Jamestown. And then we have Child Care Aware, which is for child care here in town and assisting people in finding child care.
And have been doing this in Jamestown for quite some time, too.
Right, yeah. And new service that we just added here starting April 1st was Aging Life Care Services.
Perfect. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today,
yes.
A new service that we're going to be talking about. And we have, again, Carmel Fromke. She is the team lead of Aging Care. And Carmel, would you mind kind of explaining what this Aging Life Care Service is and how important it'll be for the community of Jamestown?
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me again. Aging Life Care started here at our Fargo office about 4 years ago. And we knew that with seniors and older Americans living longer and getting older and those baby boomers getting at that age, we wanted to expand our senior services. So we started that process a number of years ago by adding Aging Life Care here in Fargo. And that is a care coordination service that helps seniors live as independently as possible in their home. We can do advocating for the seniors, helping them to meet their goals, whatever they may be. We try and fill in the gaps to work with those seniors that maybe other traditional services haven't worked, or maybe they don't meet the income guidelines for county assistance, things like that. So we've tried to really fill in those gaps to work with those seniors that that don't have other services available. We've been kind of dubbed Rent-A-Daughter program, or in Jim's case, rent a son for those seniors who just maybe don't have adult children living near them and need that little bit of extra support, whether it's accompanying them to doctor's appointments, helping them make decisions in their lives, providing some transportation to and from appointments, coordinating to help them live the best lives that they possibly can. So, as I said, we started in Fargo. We then expanded slowly, first to Grand Forks, then Minot, and most recently in Jamestown. So the Aging Life Care is our core service, and then we've added some other ancillary services to help seniors as well. And with that, we're going to be adding in the Jamestown area, respite services. And we're really excited for that because that not only provides assistance to older seniors, but also gives the caregivers a break. So initially, we will start doing some respite services in the client's home or the family home of the individual. And then we will eventually be expanding to offer kind of a group respite site at the Legacy. And we're really excited to get that up and off the ground. So we're kind of in the works of getting that going right now. That's a little bit about the respite services. Also in the Jamestown area, we offer community transition services. And this is for seniors who are currently living in a nursing home or another institution that are eligible for the Medicaid waiver. And this service helps them transition back into their family home or back into the community of their choice. So those are a couple of the services that we have available that are new in Jamestown with the addition of Jim under our Aging Life Care staff.
Awesome. Excellent. Carmel Fromke, again, team lead for the aging care and through Lutheran Social Services. And again, Jim Holbin, Lutheran Social Services in Jamestown. So Carmel or Jim, are there any like requirements in order to get some of these services? Again, Carmel pointed out maybe they aren't able to get the county assistance or anything like that. Are there any requirements that these individuals need to meet in order to get some of these services through Lutheran Social Services?
Each of these programs kind of have their own animal, so okay. to speak. So there's different requirements depending on the service. With aging life care, it is a fee for service. However, we have a sliding fee scale, and it is of no cost to the really low income seniors.
Okay.
For the community transition service, the individual would need to be eligible for Medicaid and the Medicaid waiver service. So again, that would be a low-income service. And respite, we will take either private pay for that service, or they can be eligible through their home and community-based waivered service as well.
Excellent. Jim, anything else you wanted to add to that?
The other service that we're looking at expanding here in the Jamestown area is the Aging Life Care Connect service. And that is where we're using technology to assist people in having contact with family as well as our services.
Certainly. So there's a lot of things that Lutheran Social Services is working towards and trying to grow and help those individuals in our community and surrounding region. And Jim, we also want to mention this open house that's coming up here real soon on May 21st. And you can tell us a little bit more
right.
about that.
Right. We're having an open house to discuss the services that we're just started here in Jamestown. We're also going to go ahead and Lutheran Social Services is 100 years old this year. So we'll be showing a video of the services that we've provided over the last 100 years.
Wow, it's fantastic. So that open house again, 1 to 3 in the Legacy Boardroom in Jamestown on May 21st. Good chance to learn more about these services, ask questions, and maybe even get involved if you're interested in any of those services. And Jim or Carmel, if anybody has questions about Lutheran Social Services or any of these new programs, where are some places that they can go to get more information?
They can go to our website.
Okay.
At lssnd.org.
Okay.
They can also contact Carmel or myself. I can be contacted at 701-271-3295 or 701-368-1677.
Perfect. And how about you, Carmel?
I can be reached at 701-271-3232.
Perfect. 3232. So, Jim Holbin, and again, Carmel Fromke joining us on Let's Talk About It. Jim or Carmel, anything else about Lutheran Social Services, this open house, or these new programs that are being introduced in our community? Anything else you guys would like to add to that?
We do also have the RSVP service here in town that we didn't mention earlier.
Yeah. Don't forget about that. Carmel?
Yes, we are very excited to be expanding our senior services. And as Jim mentioned, our Aging Life Care Connect is going to be launched hopefully by this fall. And that, again, will use smart technology to connect some of those seniors and or caregivers that are in the remote areas that are very isolated to some technology and to some support services. So we have lots of expansion and exciting programs coming up, and we hope you'll come to the open house and on Tuesday, May 21st at the Legacy Board, at the Legacy Boardroom. Hope to see you there.
Perfect. Jim and Carmel, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
You bet.